years, Nimmer Turf has been making lawns all over the upstate look fantastic, offering fresh sod to residential and commercial customers. Truckload pallet or piece, they offer on-site delivery or pickup at their location at 713 Malden Road in Greenville. From Zoysia to Bermuda, St. Augustine, and Centipede, Nimmer Turf is your great green grass partner. Offering free quotes, first-rate consultations, and customer service, call 864-473-7956. Nimmer Turf, upstate.
Clemson Country, college football fans, this is your show, and this is The Roar.
Second hour of the program, live from Clemson, inside the cab on a Tiger Tuesday. Thanks for joining us today. Open phones for the rest of the show, 654-ROAR if you want to get in, 654-7627. We were talking about climbing Everest during the break, and at Blockhaven, you're not going to climb Everest, but you are climbing, which is it's a great transition here. Blockhaven.com, B-L-O-C, Haven. com. If you mention The Roar, you can get 20% off your first day pass. They do have day passes. They have full memberships so you can have multi-visit passes. They have special youth rates, youth climbing programs. They have clubs. They have a team. They have introductory practices. If you're a teen or a parent of a teen that wants to try it, or a kid that wants to try it, it's awesome. They have a homeschool membership so you can use it as a part of homeschool curriculum. So it's great. We talked about it. There's something for everybody there. They have a cafe where you can get coffee. You can get a little beverage somewhere. You can get smoothies from there, snacks like cookies and bars and things like that. So lots to like about Blockhaven. You can also do it as a part of your workout. BLOCHaven.com. That's Blockhaven.com. When we left, we were talking about Louisville, and you made the point that the team that physically dominated Miami, that picked Carson Beck off four times, actually lost the line of scrimmage to Cal over the weekend. And I'm going to make a statement here that I think I believe. In fact, I know I believe the premise of it, but I'm not totally sold. I think I believe the way to contextualize it this season, okay? Jeff Brohm is having the most Jeff Brohm season that you can have, okay? Jeff Brohm is a great football coach. People forget, at Purdue, he played for a Big Ten championship. At Purdue, This guy can coach, okay? He's also been known, though, as a guy who does – he's got a little, you know – I won't say like full-blown Tommy Bowden, but like when you're a Clemson fan, when you say he's Tommy Bowden, what you're thinking is they're going to beat Florida State and lose to Wake. That's what you think. Jeff Brohm has a little bit of that. So I'm struggling with this because last year Louisville beat Clemson and lost to Stanford, okay? This year Louisville they're actually 0-2 in overtime, actually undefeated in regulation. But they've lost to Cal, who, by the way, is bowl eligible. I had him under 5.5 win total. Congrats to Cal, man. Congrats to JKS and the combination of Brian Harsin, like all those staffers that they brought in. I think Harsin's done a great job as offensive coordinator there at Cal. Justin Wilcox done a great job with the staff this year.
But I mean, your point. You win at Miami on a Friday night against number 2 at the time, Miami, and lose to Cal.
You lose to Virginia.
Lose to Virginia the week before that.
So, again, Louisville's got some confounding losses, but they have that big game thing. So I even wonder, Dabo says it, Clemson's going to get everybody's best shot. Clemson's 4-5. This ain't a big game for Louisville. It's important for them, but it's not like the stakes are even. This ain't even teams, okay? Louisville's a better team than Clemson is. Louisville's got a better a better football team than Clemson does. But I think Jeff Brohm is going to do the Jeff Brohm big game thing. I don't think it matters that Clemson's record is 4-5. I think Jeff Brohm has a Clemson game plan that's kind of like their Miami game plan. And they're going to talk to these players like this is a Miami game. Like this is the Clemson game from last year. And so I struggle with what do I even expect from Louisville knowing what I just saw. If I do that through Jeff Brohm's whole career, what you just saw against a team that's not considered a big-time program or a big-time football team in a big-time football environment, what I just saw from them doesn't matter because they're going to bring a big game plan into this. Now, the only wrench in that came up in the press conference today. I think Chapel Fowler asked a question about Miller Moss. Miller Moss, remember when I said in the preseason that Walt and I actually, we disagreed on this. I said that you or me or anybody would throw for 3,000 yards. I took Miller Moss higher than 2,999.5 yards on underdog as one of my underdog preseason plays. Because I said any quarterback anywhere can throw for 3,000, Louisville's offense. Well, he's on pace to be over 3,000, barely. But he also has 11 touchdowns and 7 interceptions. This is not Jack Plummer. This is not, and he has not. Jeff Brohm has not publicly committed to Miller Moss as his starting quarterback. Now, to me, that's great because the other one is Brady Allen, who has been a backup at multiple programs for the entirety of his career. He was actually a 4-star quarterback that signed with Purdue in Cade Klubnik's quarterback class. So he is Cade's age, but has never been a starting quarterback, Brady Allen. But that would be the wrench there, is that if Jeff Brohm doesn't have faith in his quarterback, then the big game thing for Louisville might just be turn the opponent over 3 times. Because that's kind of how they beat Miami. Yeah, they won the line of scrimmage there, but they kind of beat Miami with like 2 drives and 4 interceptions. It wasn't like they routinely moved it on Miami. They routinely scored on Miami. Chris Bell had about 13 catches in that game. Every time he looked up, he had a little catch and run yards after the catch. So, Ben, all that to say, I'm a little confused about what from Louisville I'm supposed to bring into our conversation about the Louisville game this week. Are you having those same issues?
Yeah, I am. I don't know. I don't know which Louisville team shows up. I don't know which quarterback shows up. I don't know if Isaac Brown is playing. Pretty sure he's not. There's a lot of uncertainty on the opponent side. And I agree with what you say. I mean, Louisville's a better team right now than Clemson is. You can't really deny that.
But let me see. Oh, Olson Pat Henry's going to join us. That's nice. Yeah, we can do it now. Brian Hennessy's, we're talking through the glass right now. That's nice. That's a good surprise. I like surprises.
We like it.
On a Tuesday. We'll get back to this conversation because I'm curious. And, Roger, we're going to come to you as well. But Olson Pat Henry's a man with a schedule. This is Wednesday around here, and he joins us right now for his first time on the air with Out of Bounds.
That can only mean one thing. Big game from OPS this weekend.
I don't know if you know this. First of all, how are you?
I'm outstanding. How y'all doing?
Great. I don't know if you know this. I don't know if you heard from your teammates, but there is a thing called the OOB bump where a player appears on Out of Bounds. That's our program right here. Yeah. I don't know if they told you. And the next game, they skyrocket.
Okay, so I'm looking forward to that then.
Stock up, baby. Oh, yeah.
Okay,
oh, yeah.
Just, okay,
just
cool.
Look for the ball, baby. Just look for the ball. You guys, in fact, I'm gonna read my note, okay? Actually, I asked Coach Sweeney about Cade in the last 4 games. He's been 73% plus. And it led to a long answer where he started not talking about Cade,
yeah.
And he actually was talking about the receivers and the tight ends, and here's what he said. The receivers have been good all year. They've been a bright spot for us. I'll put them with the punter and the tight ends.
Mm.
That's what he said. Mm. What's your response when your coach puts you in that group of, hey, these have been the bright spots and consistent for us all year?
I think it means a lot, of course, but I also think it's like the work we put in out of the facility during the week and just going out there practicing, because I feel like what you do on game day is what you do in practice. So I feel like just having that same consistency in practice is leading to what's going on game day.
I asked Coach back, I don't know, a month or so ago, said, do you need one of the tight ends to step up and claim the starting job and get the majority of the reps? And he said no, and it surprised me. And he complimented you and Sapp and Benincourt. on the fact that all three of you are starting quality. How has that worked in the room? It feels like y'all have grasped that and embraced that.
I think it takes more than one tight end to go win a game, and I see that, you know, it also, like, takes off reps on each other's bodies. So, like, because you don't want to have a guy play 70 snaps a game, and just having two other guys to go out there and do the same things, like, there's no drop-off. Like, I feel like I get out, Christian get out, Sapp going, like, the same thing is going to happen. Like, you know what you're going to get out of all three of us, and I think that's what the coach is seeing us.
I love watching the two tight end sets, and I'm curious your thought on this. In my mind, I'm going, okay, it makes it easier for me to go, all right, we're going to do six-man protection here because I know I've got another tight end that can go run whatever needs to be run. How does it feel to a tight end when that second tight end comes in a game? I know it depends call to call or whatever, but how does it feel when you got two tight ends and you're offering your offense that way?
It feels good because it also, like, shows a level of trust from, like, the coaches and the OC to, you know, go out there and go on 12P, because I feel like there was a time here where, like, I don't think they would have trusted us to go on 12 personnel. You know what I'm saying? So it's a great feeling, and being able to, you know, one protecting one route runner or the other protecting the other route runner, just having them have that installed in us, just, yo, we need y'all anytime, anywhere to just go out there and do what we do. So
I'm looking at your numbers game to game, and it's a lot of, like, three targets. Like, I think five games this year you've had three targets.
Yeah.
You know the workload that you're getting, more or less. Like, you know what you're going to be asked to do.
Yes, sir.
Does that help you, like, develop a comfort level in, like, okay, I'm going to play 40 snaps a day.
Right.
I know I'm going to get about three targets. I know I'm going to get about this many run plays to go block. Does that help?
Yeah, because it's – I mean, I try to, like, just continue to just, you know, focus on what I got to do, because the game's different. Like, one game I may have zero targets. There may be another game I may have five. And it's just – I just got to understand, like, what they're asking me to do that week or what they're wanting me to do. You know what I'm saying? So just going – being coachable and just going out there and just doing what I do and playing to my strengths.
We've heard a lot about how tight ends are hardest – Coach Sweeney says once a month. It's a hard position to learn on the offense.
Right.
How hard is it, really?
I ain't gonna lie. When I got here, it was pretty tough. Like, cause I had to learn the run game, the pass protection. Like, cause we have to know different alignments for the specific play, and then, like, I got to know the route concepts. And I might have a chip route. And it's just so much different little things that you need to know. So it's just, you got to be studying hard, like, real hard. And I didn't really start getting it to, like, this year, because I've been in the system for 3 years, dang near, and just seeing from where I came from, like, I'm thinking it used to just be straight gibberish, like, bro, just tell me what route I got. Like, you know what I'm saying? So now it's like, I understand why I'm doing what I'm doing. I understand the reason why we're doing it, and just, like, even I think the hardest part for me especially was, like, the run stuff. Oh my gosh, like, we had so much, and it's like, to me, they say it's like base run stuff now, but, like, back then, if you would have told me that, I'd be like, nah, you lying to me. Like, it's not base. You know what I'm saying? So, I came a long way for sure, though. But it's pretty tough for sure. But, like, once you understand the concepts and why you're doing what you're doing, it gets a little easier.
How long did it take for you to get there?
I'm not going to lie. Like, a year and a half, almost 2 years. Because I feel like my first year, it was like, I'm just reading what I'm doing and I'm going out there. And then the second year was like, I didn't really know why I was doing it. I was just doing it just to do it. But now it's like, I know why we're doing it. Okay, I know what run plays we got, who we're working to, like the tackle. You know what I'm saying? Just different stuff that all makes sense now. So.
You know, that's kind of – they talk about that with young quarterbacks in the NFL. Like, oh, this guy's a bust. Well, he had four offensive coordinators in 4 years.
Right.
So you're telling me that, like, if you had to change offenses, you might be going back to square one in a lot of these things, 1,000. And there'd be a lower ceiling on what you'd be able to learn and execute.
Yeah, I think so, too, because I feel like, you know, everybody's scheme is different. And they say, like, at the end of the day, football is still going to be football. Like, we still – like, no OC is different from others. Like, we're all going to run a 4-4 concept. Everyone's going to run a cross concept. But it's just how they implement that in other schools. You know what I'm saying? So, that's
what I do. Interesting stuff. Tell us a little bit about Louisville coming up this week. What do you expect to see? What are things that are going to be asked of you this week?
I don't know. I ain't really focused on Louisville right now. I'm focused on Clemson.
Ah, that's what we like to hear.
You know what I'm
yes.
saying? And when that time comes, then I'll be ready. I know that for a fact.
Okay. What are the things that Clemson needs to clean up this week?
just beating ourselves up. Not, I mean, I don't know. I think we just got to stick together. Just try to be us, not do too much. And I think everything will be good if we just stick together and be us.
How important was it for you guys to score in that opening drive Saturday night?
It felt good. You see how the rest of the game went. Like, yeah. It was electric. Like, I feel like if we get going like that, like, it would be very hard to stop. You know what I'm saying? It just continuing to, you know, trust ourselves and our abilities and what we could go out there and do. And that gave us a spark the whole game, I felt like.
What do you think about – how do you feel about road games and being booed by 70,000?
I love it. But, like, at the end of the day, we don't worry about the crowd. We worry about being inside out. So, we just try to stick with each other, try to focus on our game plan and what we got to do, because it's going to get loud. We know that. It's going – you know what I'm saying? But we can't let what's happening in the outside affect us internally. So, we just got to continue to just stay on track of what we got to do.
You had a long catch on that. That was on the first drive.
Yes, sir.
And I think it was right after the play that Cade made up that we found out today. He made up the quarterback sneak on when they were supposed to call timeout or take the delay. It was big. It was a big, like, he gets the first down, and you're able to move it, like, inside the 30. I mean, you guys, it's been hard for you guys early in games to, like, get rolling. Right. So that had to be nice. Not just that you're doing that, but, like, you played a feature role in that drive.
It felt good, though, too, because I feel like, I'm not going to say I caused that spark, but I feel like I gave us a chance to have momentum going into that drive to leading us to that touchdown. You know what I'm saying? So it felt good for sure. But I credit K, though. He threw an amazing ball, O-line, protected well. Great, actually, for him to go out there and make me that throw. So, yeah.
I love asking this every now and then. You play the game? You play NCAA football?
I do.
Okay. Do you play as Clemson?
I do.
Okay. Do you throw yourself the ball a lot?
I do.
Okay. Do you agree with the ratings? Because I'm looking at the ratings right now, and I got to say, some of them pretty good. Some of the blocking I would disagree with. It's a little low. Yeah. How would you describe yourself in the game, and what would you change?
I got to see this.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like
this is new to me, Olsen.
I think they be picking and choosing who they want to update. Because I feel like they was really watching football, then they would know. But I don't be tripping, though, because at the end of the day, I know what I'm capable of doing, and I know what I'm good at. You know what I'm saying? So the NCAA, they be, I don't know, they just be picking and choosing, I feel like, because they got their guys who they want to update. So
I do enjoy in Clemson's playbook. They got some nice stuff for the tight end.
Yeah.
Like,
it's
fucking like somebody who knows.
Yeah.
They got some good stuff in the seam and stuff.
Yeah.
Well, how would you, like, if you could do, like, the archetype, like a blocking, receiving, whatever, how would you describe yourself, like they would describe tight ends in a game?
Myself? I don't know. Like, if I could build a player, you saying, or, like?
I'm saying for you. Like, what would you want to be, like, the archetype in the game?
I'll probably say, like, I don't know what I'll say. I'll probably do – like run blocking specialist / like pass catcher.
Okay, like that. That's good. Saying?
So I love to block. Like, that's because it's crazy. Because, like, when I first got here, it's like that wasn't really my strength, and then, like, my coach turned it into a strength. So it's like one of the things I'm, like, good at now. Because I've always was able to run and catch. I played receiver in high school, but, like, now it's like running the block is, like, one of my strengths now, and I love to do it.
Did you
play tight end in high school?
I did not.
I didn't think so.
I did not. But
basketball?
I did play basketball.
I mean, you look like a basketball player.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, yeah. Was that your first love?
Nah. I played for Coach Stewart, and the thing is, I didn't even want to play my sophomore year. But then he was just like, just give it a shot. And then we did. We ended up going to States, like, my junior year. And I didn't play my senior year because I wanted to focus on, like, ball and stuff like that. But I had a great run with him. Yeah, Coach Stewart. That was good. Good times.
How about that?
Yeah.
Golly, I've got so many more questions. We're out of time. Can't thank you enough for being here. You got to come back, though. Especially, like, you get in that end zone, okay. Just be thinking, like, hey, when we did that radio interview on Tuesday at 1:15.
I got you.
Yeah, man. Olsen, Pat Henry, thanks so much.
Appreciate
the time. Yeah, man.
Appreciate y'all.
Awesome. Right. When we come back, much more. We're going to Rogers' phone call, more on Clemson, Louisville, and Dabo's press conference right after this.
Your parking lot is the very first thing people see when they visit your business. Is yours making the right impression?
Upstate Stripes is here to help. Family-owned and operated, we're rooted right here in the Upstate. Specialize in parking lot striping, restriping, handicap spaces, and custom symbols. A sharp, freshly painted lot improves safety, boosts curb appeal, and makes your business stand out. Call 864-376-6698 or request a quote today at upstatestripes.com.
Discover the best-kept golf and dining secret located in Oconee County off I-85 at Exit 1. Chickasaw Point, with breathtaking golf on the hills course to scrumptious dining at Overlook Restaurant and Bar. It's unlike any golf course you've played anywhere in the Upstate. Reserve Overlook Restaurant for a meeting, wedding, birthday, or anniversary. Enjoy lunch and dinner selections from executive chef Amanda Lewis. For Overlook, go to ChickasawPoint.com, and for golf, ChickasawPointGolf.com.
You can count on Ace Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air for HVAC repairs, installations, replacements, and maintenance. Their certified technicians deliver fast, honest diagnostics with the latest tools to solve the real problem, not just some quick patch job. They will give you upfront pricing and a one-year labor guarantee. If that's not enough, they offer flexible financing, first-time customer specials, and discounts for veterans and seniors. Proudly serving the Upstate in the bold white and blue trucks, visit acehomeco.com today.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac Home Standby Generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Power your life with a Generac Home Standby Generator. For a free estimate today, call Central Electrical Services, the full service and warranty dealer for Generac Home Standby Generators, at 864-556-8002.
This is Leighton Cubbage from Lakeside Lodge, Lakeside Lodge Clemson. Across Lake Hartwell from Death Valley, Lakeside Lodge has every amenity you could want, including Traditions on the Lake restaurant, a pool, hot tub, and fire pit. Stay with us for the weekend or buy your own condo to enjoy anytime and earn income using our managed rental program. Visit ownership.lakesidelodgeclemson.com to start your new game day tradition, and go Tigers.
Hey Tiger fans, I'm Morgan Coleman, proud Clemson soccer alum and Upstate native. I may have hung up my cleats, but now spend my time assisting buyers and sellers in the Greenville, South Carolina area. My goal is to provide my clients peace of mind during one of the most important decisions of their life. It's important to have early conversations with a trusted realtor to help navigate the current market. If you are considering buying or selling, let's chat. Call me at 864-313-7639 or search Morgan Coleman Real Estate online to get started.
At Carolina Top Dressing, we specialize in professional leaf removal and top-notch turf repairs. Let us take care of your yard while you enjoy quality time with your family. Don't let your lawn's potential go to waste. Carolina Top Dressing is also your go-to solution for maintaining a healthy and vibrant lawn. With our specialized soil conditioning program, we ensure your grass stays nourished and healthy. Visit us now at carolinatopdressing.com for your free quote, and as always, go Tigers!
Do you need to reboot your style? If your work boots kick the bucket, then get to Harrison. We're the boot capital of the world, with more in-stock boots than anyone. Work boots, western boots, hiking boots, rain boots, and plenty of wow boots. Job site, rodeo, tailgate, honky-tonk, Harrison's has boots for all walks of life. But if you need to put your best foot forward, stop by Harrison, the home of work, western, and wow! Come see us in Malden and Sparkburg, or shop online at harrisonsusa.com. Boots you're after, Harrison's has them.
Sending your student to Clemson? Why rent when you can invest? At Sunrise by Empire Homes in Pendleton, just 8 miles from campus, you can own a brand new home starting in the mid-300s. Perfect for game day weekends, visits, or future rental income. Build from the ground up and personalize it, or move in now and lock in a low 3.99% year one rate on a quick move-in home. Visit EmpireHomesUpstate.com. Smart living, smarter investment.
Transmission problems. AMCO Transmissions of Greenville is the home of the 3-year, 100,000-mile warranty. Sleep better, knowing you are covered at 500 shops across the land. Don't take our word for it. Check our reviews. AMCO of Greenville is located on Malden Road, 100 yards from I-85, off exit 46C. You'd better call Saul today at 864-277-3267 and get the 3-year, 100,000-mile warranty from AMCO of Greenville today.
This holiday season, Target has your back with irresistibly cool gifts for everyone on your list.
For the trendsetter, start with affordable beauty kits and gift sets. Need something the whole fam will love? Grab snuggly matching fits in every size and style. And for the thrill seekers, don't forget the hottest toys and tech of the season. Target's got you covered with the best deals for endless fun. Shop in store or online. And step into the holidays with Target. Restrictions apply.
Caffeine doesn't have to be bitter or boring anymore. 5-Hour Energy Shots are bringing the flavor and energy. One of my personal favorites, Strawberry Banana. It's giving smoothie vibes in a compact caffeinated shot. Whether you like your energy sour, fruity, or tropical, with 17 flavors, there's something for everyone. And yeah, it's got as much caffeine as a 12-ounce cup of coffee, but with zero sugar and no crash. Big flavor, tiny bottle, tasty caffeine done right. You can grab yours in-store or hit up 5hourenergy.com or order on Amazon today.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina Upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The Roar.
You guys are the number one sports station because you make the phones light up.
Where every day is game day.
All right, hour two continues out of bounds. We're halfway home here on the program. Roger, I tell you what, let's go ahead and take Roger's phone call. Roger waited through the Olsen-Pat Henry interview. We were coming right to him. We had to get OPH on the show, and that was great. Really enjoyed getting to visit with him. 654-ROAR, you want to get on the phone? Roger, what's going on?
Hey, Ben and Kwok. Yeah, hey, good interview last segment. I enjoyed sitting and listening to that. So I've never played football. I have a son-in-law that played at Alabama, now is now a high school coach, and I don't play. I played tennis and golf, and I've got a routine that I go through, and I've not changed it much. I'm going through a dry spell in both sports, so I wonder, for football, Clemson's in a dry spell, do they have a set routine that they've, you know, pretty much kept up year after year after year, or during a dry spell? And coaches may know this more than I. Do they change things around a little bit to, you know, get the mojo back? What do you think?
I think it probably depends on what the program is. I think it depends on the sport. I would say it's easier to change a routine in, like, basketball, for example. Where you're playing a couple times a week, and so, you know, there are different times of year that might actually require a change. But I assume you're talking about, like, when you've got a one less day to get ready, you know, what does that do to you? Do you just smush everything together, or what does that do? I think it's hard, Ben, you may agree or disagree with this, but I think it's hard to change a routine in the middle of a 12-game season. Where, like, at what point do you go, hey, the routine that we have is not working, we'll just change it. I feel like when you're playing 30 games, you can go after game 12, okay, we need to incorporate one or two different things. But it feels like there are just so few games that you're getting ready for that once you start, it's kind of baked in, and then you make those changes off season.
Yeah, I think, and Roger, correct me if I'm wrong, I think Roger's asking more about if things start feeling a little bit stale, do you mix something up?
Okay.
Is that what you mean, Roger?
Yes, exactly. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And to be honest with you, I don't know that specifically. I do know how much this staff believes in their process and the order in which they do things throughout a week. And, you know, the core of that I don't think ever changes. But I would be surprised if they don't mix things up a little bit. I mean, we've actually seen some of that even in uniforms and things like that this year. That, you know, remember at Georgia Tech, like, who expected to see Sweeney deviate from, you know, his stance on uniform, but he did. So I don't know of any specifics to that, though, Roger. I mean, like, we're really not privy to how those things are run. But I would not be surprised if they don't tweak something here and there.
I'll give you two examples that came in my head, Roger. At some point this year, Brad Brownell will say, We gave the guys 2 days off their feet this week because we felt like we needed it.
Yeah. No, I have seen it in basketball.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that's one where you kind of have to have the feel for your team. And I will say in a sport like basketball where you've got, you know, 15, 13, 14, 15 people, it's different than having the pulse of 120 or 105 or whatever it is in this building.
Yeah.
Eric Backich. One thing that Eric Backich did last year, and this is sort of the, hey, maybe we'll do something different next time. When Clemson baseball went west, they decided they did not want to play a Tuesday game, but they did play a Wednesday game when they came back. This year, they're actually playing an extra game out west at Santa Clara. They're not playing any midweek games at home, and so they're giving their bodies 3 more days to acclimate coming back east. So some of that is tweaking in the moment, but some of it is getting information and going, okay, in this particular portion of schedule with this particular thing that's going on, how do we deal with that in the future? So to Ben's point, I think there's always tweaking and sort of fine-tuning that goes on. But like I say, I think in particular when you're a Dabo Swinney football program, Ben said he already has his calendar for next year planned out. So these are things that he's constantly thinking about well in advance instead of trying to just be reactionary in the moment, if that makes sense.
No, that makes perfect sense. So I appreciate that perspective. So I understand better now.
Awesome. Thanks for the phone call, Roger. Appreciate
Go
you listening.
Tigers.
Appreciate the kind words. Thanks very much. Yeah, I often do wonder in these weeks that, I mean, you could say, like, what do you lose, half a day of prep? You know, it's probably not the worst thing in the world to go Friday. Thursday, I think, is way more disruptive because you lose probably about a day and a half. You're leaving on Wednesday to go on the road. There's some difficulty with that. And then, look, because of Clemson's stances on non-Saturday home games, I think Clemson has made it a little bit harder on themselves in these instances. Dabo gave an answer. I don't remember if it was in the press conference today or if it was Tiger Hour last night, in that, you know, you lose some time, you have to truncate the schedule, but then because you go on the road, it actually makes it a little more smushed in because you have less time to prepare because you're leaving the night before. You kind of have to do some walkthrough stuff in the hotel and things of that nature. But because Clemson doesn't play or prefers not to play and has told the ACC we really don't want to play non-Saturday home games, that means when you have a short week like this, you are sort of adding a little bit extra in that regard. And so that's another element of this to wrap our minds around there. With that said, I don't necessarily think that Clemson is getting, or even Louisville, getting like appreciably shafted here. I don't think Friday is that, like, from an injury standpoint, are there guys that can't play Friday that if you tell them they're going to have to play Friday, they would have played Saturday, but we're going to get you ready? I mean, I could see on Thursday, like we see that in the NFL all the time. Well, could have played Sunday, but it's a Thursday game, so we're not even going to try. So I'm not sure that it's a big disadvantage from an injury standpoint either.
Yeah, from a Clemson perspective, the only person I would be really worried about in terms of losing a day is Cade. You know, that's another reason that, you know, perhaps in hindsight maybe don't call as many runs for him last week. But, you know, knowing you got one less day to prepare and – rehab this week, but you know, I'll trust they know what they're doing, Quok.
Texter asked about Jaden Lucas, and you responded to him, but that was an interesting question and response from Dabo's press conference today, I thought, because he was asked, what's the deal? What's Jaden doing, not doing? And what Dabo Swinney said is, it's more about what Strozier has done.
Yeah, I did like his, that was the approach he took. You know, I honestly don't know what's going on with Jaden Lucas. Injuries have plagued his career here, and you know, I don't know if that just has gotten him behind and to where people have passed him. I do know Swinney turned that around and said it's more about, you know, it's more about who's playing well, and you know, than anything else. So.
It is odd, and it's kind of been like this with Kylan Griffin a couple times. Like, Jaden Lucas started game 4 against Syracuse, played 42 snaps. Since that point, he's played 11, 13, special teams, goose egg. The old DNP CD. Not even special teams. Now, some of that does coincide with, you look at Brandon Strozier, and he played 6 snaps against Syracuse, and then he's played 28, 36, 20, 20, 28. So he has sort of replaced Jaden Lucas as the second, sort of that third cornerback, maybe, true cornerback. And the other thing about Strozier, Lucas came in and he's sort of that bigger bodied guy. He was going to be like the physically imposing, like the boundary corner, so to speak, that Ashton Hampton's playing. Well, you look at the dimensions here. Hampton, I'm going to see what he's listed at. Hampton's listed at 6'2", 200. Lucas is listed at 6'2", 200. And then Brandon Strozier, who Dabo says made a move, 6'1", 185. So not far off. Those are all three guys that are competing for the same real estate. I think Ashton, a lot of people I think have negative feelings associated with Ashton Hampton. I actually think Hampton's been pretty good this year. Like, not perfect, but he's been pretty good.
I think he had a couple of stinkers, but he did play well Saturday night.
Yes. I was trying to think. I think it was the Syracuse game he was not. There was one game in particular where he just was not – he was not good at all, mm-hmm. That I can remember. I think it was the Syracuse game. But if Strozier's really coming on, then, I mean, I'll say this about Lucas. I expected more from a guy that size. You expect more in run support. And it's just not there. His downhill, not there. Maybe some of it has to do with the shoulder issues that he's had repeatedly through his career.
You know, if you've had repeated shoulder, and I'm not making excuses for him by any means, but if you've hurt your shoulder 2, 3, 4 times in your career, even though you don't mean to, I could see you being less likely to want to go make an open field tackle with your shoulder.
Oh yeah,
you know it. I could see that. We got to go to break here. Several people talking about the transfer portal and Lucas, and you know, I hope he's in the portal. Other textures, you know, I hope he doesn't go to the portal. If you believe that the coaches are going to use the portal next year, and I do believe they are, then it's a numbers game. Your roster is a numbers game. So if a player is not good enough to earn the playing time and he opts to go to the portal, isn't that actually a good thing? I know that's a little different than how we're accustomed to thinking about it, but you and I were talking about another player on the roster, too, that might be the case. I think that could actually be a good thing because you need the player. You have the portal available to you. I have to trust that they're going to use it. I choose to trust they're going to use it. But, you know, like I say, if Lucas is not good enough, and we'll take the coach at his word for now, he's been beaten out. That's why he's not playing. Then the worst that's going to happen is I'm going to replace him with somebody else that might be beaten out. I'm no worse off, but I might be better.
Right. You're taking the chance. In this case, the devil you know is not better than the devil that you don't, because you do have some potential upside there. Let's talk about this more on the other side. 654 Roar is the number. Hour 2 of the program live from Clemson continues right after this.
The Tigers are back in action as they wrap up ACC play at Louisville on Friday. And we've got you covered right here on the Roar, starting at 1:30 p.m. Eastern, live in studio with the Ingles Tiger pregame show. Then Faxton Childress and his crew will have the Tiger tailgate show. Don, Tim, and Reg will have the call of the game live from Louisville, Kentucky. And then Donnell Clark and I will be back in studio to recap all the action on the fifth quarter show. If it's Clemson football, you know where to find it. The flagship station for Clemson athletics. We are the Roar, where every day is game day.
When you shop for the holidays with AMPM Farms Butchery and Market, you're supporting real folks who care about what ends up on your plate.
AMPM Farms Butchery and Market brings together the best of the Carolinas with a farm-to-table spirit, offering fresh, restaurant-quality cuts you'll feel proud to serve. Around here, good food starts with good people. Raised right, prepared right, and shared with love. Good food, good neighbors, great holidays. AMPM Farms Butchery and Market, your local farm-to-table butcher.
Turning 65? Don't make a mistake you'll regret for the rest of your life. Get the plan that fits you. Call today, 467-8738. I'm Guy, the insurance guy, and what we do is simple. We make health insurance easier.
As the days get shorter and the weather turns colder, Harbin Lumber Company wants to thank our neighbors for another great year. We're proud to be part of this community, helping families, builders, and friends create something that lasts. So from all of us at Harbin Lumber, bundle up, stay warm, and have a happy Thanksgiving. From our family to yours, we wish you a season filled with gratitude, warmth, and good company. Harbin Lumber Company, helping build dreams since 1917.
We are here with Eric Snyder of Snyder Tree Care. Eric, you guys can help a lot as far as preparing for those winter storms.
We have a product called a tree growth regulator. It doesn't stop the tree from being healthy. It just stops it from getting taller. Growth regulating your trees will make the roots stronger, the trunk stronger long term, and they'll survive the winter storms better. You can find us on the web at SchneiderTree.com.
Leave it to Snyder Tree Care.
One Tom Plumber will be there in an hour, or they'll discount your bill.
In 1 hour?
Yeah, just dial the number one, then Tom Plumber.
That's their name.
That's their number.
Call the plumber whose name is his number one, Tom Plumber. One Tom Plumber.
Twin Peaks is the best in the game. Here, it's bigger game days and bolder fight nights. I mean, where else can you find a scratch kitchen that always comes in clutch every day from lunch to late night? Only at Twin Peaks, the number one sports bar.
When you need to move, choose Tiger Moving Company for an affordable and stress-free experience. Our team of capable, trainable, and professional movers is dedicated to providing extraordinary customer service. Whether you're relocating across town or across the state, we work hard to ensure your move is seamless. Let's start your journey today. Visit tigermovinggreenville.com and discover why we're the best choice for your next move. Voted best in the upstate for the past 7 years. Tiger Moving, the easy way to move.
Folks, the NBA season is here. Every single night, it's fast breaks, buzzer beaters, alley-oops, block parties, and Underdog is the best place to get in on all the action. It's simple to play. Just pick whether your favorite players will go higher or lower on stats like points, rebounds, steals, and more. I like to go higher or lower on points, rebounds, and assists, so you're just watching the whole game. It keeps it fun. It keeps it fresh. If you're good at it, you can win up to 5,000 times your cash with Underdog. And it's easy to get started. It's just as easy to get started as it is to play. Download the app today and use promo code OOB to score $100 in bonus entries when you play your first $5. That's promo code OOB. Underdog, make picks, win money. Must be 18 plus and present in South Carolina. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/playing-terms_DFS_.html for details. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit ncpgambling.org.
I'm not here to make friends with insurance companies. I'm here to win for injured people, period. When they delay your treatment, lowball your claim, or ghost your calls, that's when we step in. At Tramlin Mills Law Firm, we take it personally because it is personal. Call 864-485-8585 or visit us at tramlinmills.com. I'm Trey Mills. When you get hurt, we bring the fight.
Kate Klubnik here for my good friends at Fred Caldwell Chevrolet in Clover. I've been driving a beautiful Silverado truck from Fred Caldwell for several years. I can't say enough about Martin McKinley and the Silverado guys at Fred Caldwell. They have made it so easy for me, and they can do the same for you. Text or call Martin at 704-534-1014. Yup, he will answer and handle you right over the phone. Again, 704-534-1014. And tell Martin I sent you, or visit FredCaldwellChevy.com.
With all the changes going on in college athletics, you need someone who can keep you up to speed.
And that's where we come in.
How do you think it went? I got him on the 1 yard line. English, please. You know, I don't know baseball.
We are the Roar, where every day is game day.
And I sing songs about freight trains and prisons, heartaches and honky tonks and cowboys and outlaws, good-hearted women, boots and straw hats.
All right, hour two continues out of bounds. William Fogmer, Ben Milstead. Hey, the answer to your question?
Uh-huh.
Illinois.
Oh, boy.
I have something weird to tell you about Illinois here in just a second. First, let me tell you about Dr. Ashley Lucas and PhD Weight Loss. This is a phenomenal program. Phenomenal. Mike Vaughn can attest to it back in the Upcountry Fiber studios. Don Munson can attest to it. John Hyde can attest to it. So many of you guys can attest to it as well. About once a week, we will get a text from somebody that says, hey, I'm in the middle of the program. I finished the program. I'm on week three. I just called them. We get updates from you folks all the time, and we love getting those because that means you're taking steps to better your life. PhD Weight Loss gets the job done for you no matter what it is that you want to accomplish. Sometimes even they tell you that you can do things that seemed unattainable. I remember I sat down with them, and I was like, hey, maybe 5-10 pounds. I mean, you know, I feel like I need to lose that much. And he said, try 20-plus. And I kind of was like, well, okay, that's what you think. And I lost 24 pounds in 5 weeks. You don't have to roll into the new year with regret. You can roll into the new year healthier and with a better mindset and a better lifestyle thanks to PhD Weight Loss. In November only, PhD is making it easier to get started. They're waiving your consultation fee, adding 2 weeks to your program for free, and even covering the cost of your food. And when you book, you're going to get their 5 steps to reset the scale book absolutely free. But you got to mention code 2026START to get these bonuses. 2026START is the code. You got a choice. Make it now. Call PhD Weight Loss, 864-644-1900. That's 864-644-1900, or visit them online at myphdweightloss.com. Texter says, I'm on Texas Tech plus 4.5 tonight. Please tell me you like Illinois Quok. We're going to talk about Illinois in just a second. We're talking about the portal, though. And actually, one of the reasons we were talking about basketball during the break is because I thought about Dell Jones in this conversation. Mm-hmm. And Dell Jones, I don't know if people have seen the first couple games that Radford's played, but Dell Jones is online. Dell Jones is playing great. He looks phenomenal at Radford. Here's what I would ask. You may prefer Dell Jones.
Who plays North Carolina tonight, by the way.
Oh, so we can all root for Dell Jones tonight.
Who?
No matter what you think about Dell Jones's choices in the portal. If you're playing at North Carolina, you're probably going to get a rooting interest from Pickens County. Dell Jones leaves, and the common sentiment was, boy, that seems like a big piece of your future. Boy, you hate to lose that guy. And I think we're all right in thinking that. You could see the ability that he had. I'm watching Ace Buckner play right now, though. I'm watching Zach Foster play right now. I'm watching Buddha Johnson. I'm watching Justin Porter. And you know who I didn't think about, who I don't think about when I'm watching Clemson basketball? It's Dell Jones. Now, maybe I will later, Ben, but yeah. I'm not like missing Dell Jones. I'm not writing sad songs about jilted lover Dell Jones or whatever while I'm watching Clemson play because he should be here and now he's gone.
Yeah.
I'm not doing that.
You certainly would have liked to have kept him, but I don't know that you, to your point, I don't know that you could have kept him and all these other guys. Like, what at what cost, you know? What's the trade-off for keeping him? You know, financially, there was a huge trade-off because Radford paid him an enormous amount of money.
Like Clemson has two players for the price of Dell Jones, yes. Basically, yes. is what you're saying. And listen, I'm in no way am I trying to diminish who Dell Jones is as a player. I'm just saying that if you look at this game I'm not even going to say like the right way, but if you look at the game the way it's played right now in the real world way, you don't have to miss any player. Because players leaving in the past, or players decommitting, players not getting recruited to your school in the past, meant that you were going to have to look at another player down the line, like it was going to be hard to replace. You're going to have to put effort and all that into another player. Now, losing a player from the portal means you have money freed up. So you just go offer that money to somebody else.
It's a carousel. I mean, somebody gets off of it, but somebody else is going to get on it. I mean, and that's just basketball everywhere right now. It's just constant movement. Speaking of basketball, there is Clemson men's basketball tonight in addition to women's basketball. Quack will be headed down to Columbia right after the show for a 6 o'clock tip. And then we'll have men's basketball 6:30 pregame and against Morehead State.
Morehead State, that's right.
Morehead State, who is 1-2 on the season, their two losses are to Wake Forest and Georgia. They lost to Wake 81-65. So in these first three games of the season, I think each has been is going to be a little bit better than the previous one. Morehead State probably better than the two teams you've played already. So, and it'd be a little bit of a warm up before Georgetown on Saturday.
I did see this, and I wasn't going to bring it up, but I feel I need to. Did you know Gardner Webb lost to North Greenville last night?
Did they really?
92-81. Sure did.
Well, how about the Crusaders?
Crusaders going into Boiling Springs and getting it done. How about that? Morehead State, yeah. Clemson should roll against Morehead State, but it is a little bit of a step up in competition. And listen, we don't need to talk about what happens sometimes in Morehead State and Clemson play. Nobody needs to remember those things.
Roy Philpott is not calling the game tonight. So last time Roy called that Morehead State game, and I blame him.
We may need a clarification. Now we have done our very best to really keep our Google Doc in order, mm-hmm. and we've done a great job this year. 10 picks is all. I have some thoughts on tonight, but I need a ruling about, do I get 10 picks for the week? Do I get 10 picks per sport? What are we looking at here?
It is your best 10 picks of the week.
Oh, no.
I have to keep you in line.
Okay.
Otherwise, it takes over.
People
don't know. If you don't know what we're talking about, Quag and I have an ongoing OOB Bank contest, not a contest, just a friendly whatever you want to call it, competition between
the two of us.
It's a competition,
Is
it really though a competition?
At what point is it not? Thousands of dollars apart of real Monopoly money.
I by the way, I had a horrible week on that this past week.
I went 5-5 again. Always go 5. I may have gone 4-6 and hit a big one, because I'm pretty much at the same spot. You've got that pulled up right now.
You went 4-6. I went 3-7.
4-6, but I did. I think I was even in the money.
No,
I was not. No, I'm down. Down for the year. Really tough stuff. Mike Vaughn is saying North Greenville is now the Trailblazers. I didn't know that.
Why?
I don't know.
Okay.
Wokeness comes for everybody, Ben.
Why would a Christian school change their name from Crusaders? I don't – okay, whatever.
Oh, man, I don't know. I need to tell you this.
Your mama call you Trailblazer, I'll call you
Trailblazers. okay. Texas Tech and Illinois play tonight at 8:30. I know you haven't. But have you looked at Illinois' roster?
Aren't they all transfers?
They're all transfers. I'm just going to give you names and countries of origin. Are you ready?
Oh, boy.
This is without a pronunciation guide, so in no way can I be held liable for anything I may or may not say here. David Mirkovic from Montenegro. Brandon Lee from San Juan, Puerto Rico. Brandon Lee is from Puerto Rico. Andre Stojakovic, who is technically from Thessaloniki, Greece. First Thessalonians, Thessaloniki.
But he was born in the U.S.
Yeah. Of course.
He's from California.
Tomislav Ivicic from Croatia. We have Zvonimir Ivicic from Croatia via Arkansas. And we have Mihailo Petrovic from Serbia. Yes, sir. We have one, two, three.
That's the same Petrovic?
Yeah, four, so five. Five
Stojakovic, his son, and Petrovic's son are on the same team?
I believe so, yeah. I believe it is.
How?
Pretty sure.
Man, bless. Whoever the play-by-play guy is for Illinois needs a raise.
And we're not even on Ben Hum Riches from Tipton, Indiana. Like, there's some Blake Fagbeamy. Like, I don't even know how to say the ones from America. I don't even know how to say their names. Jason Jaxtus?
That's taking transfer portal to another level or country.
Hour three is next. Don't go anywhere.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.